There's a new music business for the 21st century, and now is the best time ever to be in the music business. Because in the new music business, the artist is in charge. My name's Rick Barker, and I've been blessed to make a living in the music business for almost 30 years. I'm a personal manager, author, speaker. Many know me as the manager who launched the career of Taylor Swift. But what I'm most proud of are the thousands of artists from around the world that I manage daily and help navigate this crazy business. This podcast is designed to keep you up to date with the changes in the business and to give you the mindset, tools, and resources that you need to succeed.
Helping you navigate the music industry, here's Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast.
Have you ever had that feeling where you just have to ask yourself, why am I even doing this? Why am I spending the time that I'm spending, putting in the effort that I'm putting in, knowing that there are going to be people out there that just troll, that just do what they do, say what they say, and their whole goal in life is to make other people miserable? I was recently sharing with some of the folks that I coach, and I said, listen, it's amazing how negative people's keyboards tend to work better than positive people's keyboards. And we all started laughing. We all started chuckling. But what I explained to them was I said, look, I said, it took a while, and I still fall back into it at times, but it took a while for me not to get caught up in the negativity with the negative people. And there's a couple things that would always happen with me, for example. You know, I coach, I teach, I create courses, and I run a lot of Facebook and Instagram ads. And growing up, I've always had these dark circles under my eyes, and it probably didn't help that I, you know, lived pretty hard in the 80s. But today at, you know, the recording of this, I'm 29 years sober. And every time I put up a video, I still get someone that's like, dude, lay off the crack. Lay off the heroin, get some sleep. Has anybody told this guy he looks like a vampire? And I'm like, okay, so here's the thing. I am paying to deliver a message that can have impact for the right person. The majority of people who watch that video are thankful. They just don't take the time to write about it. They just take that information and they go after it. It wasn't until I started seeing people tagging me on Instagram going, dude, I love the podcast. I love the videos. I love this, that it made me realize that, wow, there's as long as I'm getting that information to the right person, why should I care what someone who's never going to come into my world, someone who felt that that was their job. I even reached out to a dad one time. This guy said something that was just pretty rude, not realizing that you can click on their profile and go to their, you know, Facebook or Instagram page. And I reached out and I said, listen, I said, I would hope, I saw a picture of him and his son. And I just said, hey man, hope you're having a fantastic day. Listen, I hope you're teaching your son to do the exact opposite of what you're doing online. And he's like, who is this? You know, and he drops some F-bombs and things like this. I said, "This, I'm the guy that you chose to publicly in the comments accuse of something without even getting to know me." And then as I kind of invited him into my world to see what it is that I was about, he ended up coming back and saying, dude, I didn't even think of it like that. I'm like, we've just got to be careful, you know, because today more than ever, there's this thing called the digital footprint. There are people when you go to apply for a job that will start hunting you down and they will go back as far as they can in Google and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And we're watching people lose jobs from things that they said years and years and years ago. So I'm guessing that the negative people aren't necessarily listening to this podcast, but that also brings up another point is one, don't go out there and be negative. No matter how you're feeling, just stay away from it. Also, don't troll when you've been drinking or under the influence. I've had many of folks come back and apologize going, dude, I didn't mean that. You know, just be careful with what it is that you're doing out there. Be careful with what it is that you're saying about someone. Realize too that you know, you don't know the emotional state that a person's in when they're going to read or they're going to see this. But the best advice that I can give, and this is advice that I started doing myself, is when I find myself in a negative place or a not so positive place, the last place you want to be is on social media. Let me repeat that. When you are in a bad place, when you are feeling depressed, when you are, you know, feeling that you've been getting beat up lately, that everything's going wrong, the last place you want to be is on social media. What I do at that point is I go find a book. I go find my dog. I go find the most positive things that I can find to put into my life. And I don't go on social because it's not going to help you. You're going to find yourself, and I am speaking from experience, I have wasted hours trying to convince someone in a comment thread that they're wrong and I'm right. That's not the person that you can negotiate. You can't negotiate with terrorists, you know, and that's the way I kind of look at it. It's like, why would I give them 1 ounce more of my energy when I could be putting that into someone else who appreciates what it is that I do? And trust me, it took me a long time to figure that out. I felt that I could convert everyone over to the way, but I learned you can't. And I learned you stay away from it. And I learned you find how to put other positive things into your brain. I was telling someone the other day, I said, when I'm feeling bad, all I do is go find my dog because he'll start licking my face, licking my feet, kissing on me, loving on me. That's the stuff that we need, especially when you're putting everything you have into your music, when you're putting everything you have into your creativity. Like I said, when I'm spending the amount of money that I'm spending on a yearly basis to get a free message out to the right person, than to have that other person come along. So what I've done, and you can do the same, is I have my assistants will go in, and when they see stuff that's, if somebody says something that doesn't necessarily, they don't necessarily agree with me, but they do it in a positive way, I'm all about that. I don't expect or want everyone to agree with everything that I say. But when it starts getting negative, when it starts getting hurtful, then you just need to go ahead and pull it down. And once again, just be careful, because when we're emotional and we try to respond to something in that way, a lot of times your words can be misunderstood and your words can come back to haunt you as well. So my advice is when you're feeling low, go out, get some fresh air, surround yourself with people that bring you up, go listen to a book, go read a book. I'm a listener of a book. That's why I say that. But don't go spend your time on social media because it will only damage you. All right. If you want to know more of the cool stuff that you should be doing on social media, head on over to socialmediaformusic.com. And watch the free presentation. I give you all the most up-to-date strategies that not only am I doing in my own business, but I'm teaching the clients that work with me. And I know that they can help you. And I will talk to you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. And thank you for the question. As you see, there is no one-size-fits-all model with the music business. So I do appreciate that. To help you figure out where you are and where you want to get to, head on over to the website, rickbarker.com, and take the Are You Ready for a Manager assessment. While you're there, you can also click on the podcast link and leave a message. And who knows, maybe you'll be featured in an upcoming episode. If you know someone who can benefit from this, I would really love it if you would give it a share, if you would subscribe it onto whatever platform that it is that you're listening to, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Ciao.
You've been listening to the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast with Rick Barker. You can follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Barker Music. And remember, you don't drown by falling into the water, you drown by staying there.